贵的一首诗歌。
What the precious song we just sang.
每次的打击都是真利益。
Each blow we suffer is true gain to us.
如果主收去的，他以自己来代替。
As long as in the place what he takes, that he will give himself to us.
他许可将橄榄压成渣。
He allowed the olive to be pressed.
好叫他能够流出油来。
So that oil can be flowing.
他许可将葡萄投入榨中
，and he allows the grapes to be cast into the wine press，
好叫它能够变成酒
，so that it will turn into wine。
他也炼拿达成膏
，and he also purify the perfume，
好叫它能够流出芬芳
，so that its fragrance can diffuse。
经过我们一生的年日
，therefore through all the days of our life，
我们要边。流泪边赞美
，We can praise and crying at the same time.
但是这个赞美比以前更甘甜。
However, our praise is sweeter each time.
我们今天早间继续交通关于香气。
This morning, I want to continue to share with you the fragrance.
知道耶稣基督，我们认识他，我们有了香气。
We know because we have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so we have this fragrant aroma of knowing Him.
那圣经里面告诉我们。我们就是基督馨香之气。
And Bible tells us that we are the fragrant aroma of Jesus Christ.
今天我们是何等的特别。
So we are so special.
这个香气不单在耶稣基督身上显出来。
Because the fragrant aroma not just can be smelled through Jesus Christ.
今天也要借着我们把它彰显出来。
It can be smelled again through us.
我们一起来读哥林多后书。第二章十四节到第十六节。
Let's read together 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香。香之气，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
神借着我们在各处来显扬。因着我们认识基督而有的香气
and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him
我们在上一次曾经交通到耶稣基督他就是那个燔祭
last time we shared how Jesus Christ was that burnt offering
他是完全被献在神的面前
he was offered up completely for God
这个燔祭带着一个馨香之气满足父神里面所有的要求
and the fragrance of the burnt offeringSatisfy the heart of Father God.
好像神一闻到这个香气，他里面就满足了。
The moment God smells the aroma, he was happy and content.
他里面就喜乐了。
And he was joyful.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候神喜乐，我们就喜乐。
And brothers and sisters, whenever God is happy, we have happiness.
神的燔祭藏在他的面前。
And this burnt offering of God is often presented before him.
藏在为我们说出美言。
And that offering speaks good for us.
耶稣基督他就是这个馨香
Because Jesus Christ is that fragrant aroma
主耶稣基督为我们受死
He died for us
他也为我们从死里面复活
He was raised from the dead for us
他今天在神的面前
Therefore before God now
是那么的馨香
He has this beautiful fragrance
他里面所有的一切都是馨香的
All he had was nothing but fragrant
所以我们今天神告诉我们要把自己献上当作活祭
That's why God says offer up your body as a living sacrifice
主怎么样把他自己献上
How did Jesus himself present his body to God
他成为那个燔祭
He became that burnt offering
当被焚烧在十字架上被焚烧
When he was burned on the cross
那是有馨香之气献在神的面前
There was this aroma ascending into Father's God
今天我们怎么样让这个香气从我们身上能够出来
And likewise how can we allow that aroma be smelled through us today
罗马书十二章说到要我们把自己 身体献上当作活祭。
Romans 12 says, offer up your body as that living sacrifice.
这个活祭是活的，但是它又是一个祭物。
It is living, but it is also the sacrifice.
叫我们真的是站在这样一个活祭的地位，让基督的馨香能够释放出来。
And that is the position through which we can present the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
神是要借着我们。
Through us,
在各处来显扬
God will spread the fragrance of the knowledge.
你的认识基督而有的香气
The fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
感谢主，当我们蒙恩得救以后
We thank the Lord after we are saved.
我们生命有一个何等奇妙的大改变
And our life experience a great change.
我不晓得我们没有得救以前，我们的气味到底是怎么样
And I don't know how we smell before we are saved.
也许从我们身体上从我们的里面到底发出来是什么样的气味
What kind of odor we project from us?
那这个气味是很特别的
And this is a very odor is a very, something very unique
也许有些人他从很远老远他就能够闻得到
And some people may smell us from a distance
有时候你看不见他外面是什么样子
Sometimes you cannot see how he is from outside
但是你一闻
But you can smell him.
你说这个气味是什么样子的气味
And you can describe what kind of smell you have.
有些时候我们跟别人一接触
Sometimes you come into contact with others.
那个里面出来的那个气味
And the fragrance from within from that person.
我们里面会有一个知道
Can be sensed by us.
但是到底这个气味是不是耶稣基督的香气
The question is whether what we smell is the smell of Jesus Christ.
有时候我们最亲近的人
Sometimes someone we are the most close to
他说你今天气味不太好
They may say, hey, you don't act well today
可能他不是指着我们这个没洗澡
They are not complaining about how you didn't take a bath
但是我们身上好像没有显出基督的香气
But they are complaining they do not smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ from you
主是要借着我们
And many times Jesus says through us
要到各处去显扬
To spread that fragrance
你认识基督而有的
Of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
当我们信主一年两年
We may have become a believer for a year or two.
我们真的在主面前有一个祷告
Let's have a prayer before the Lord.
哇，真的是借着我们来显扬
We pray the Lord use us so that we can spread.
来显扬你的香气
Spread the fragrance of you.
当一个香水在一个地方一打开的时候
And when you open up a bottle of a perfume
好像它不需要去做很多事情
You don't have to do much
但是那个香气会显出来
The fragrant aroma will naturally come out
我们在一个地方
And when you go to a place
在一个公司
When you are present in some place
在学校
At work, at school
在家庭
Or at home
神叫我们来显扬耶稣基督的香气
God's purpose for us to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ
我们今天要一起来看我们到底怎么样让这个香气能够出来
And this morning I'd like to share with you how can we project that fragrance of Jesus Christ
我们一起来读一下马可福音
Let's read Mark
14章
Chapter 14
我们从第三节读到第九节
Verse 3-9
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来打破玉瓶把膏浇在耶稣的头上有几个人心中很不喜悦说何用这样枉费香膏呢这香膏可以卖30多两银子周济穷人他们就向那女人生气耶稣说由他吧为什么难为他呢他在我身上做的是一件美事因为常有穷人和你们同在要向他们行善随时都可以只是你们不常有我他所做的是尽他所能的他是为我安葬之事把香膏预先浇在我身上我实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要述说这女人所做的以为纪念主在这边所说的话实在是给这个女人一个最大的赏赐
And what Jesus said here is truly the greatest reward this woman can ever have
普天之下无论在什么地方传这个福音
He said wherever The gospel is preached out throughout the land.
要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
What she has done will also be told in memory of her.
我们不单传扬救主爱罪人。
Not only will we preach the news that Savior loves sinners.
我们要传扬罪人爱救主。
We'll also tell the world that sinners love Jesus.
是的，救主爱罪人。
Yes.Jesus loves sinners.
他为我们舍了他的性命。
He gave his life for us.
他为我们完成了救赎。
He completed the salvation for us.
每次我们传福音的时候，
And、
我们都要传救主爱罪人。
We have to tell people that Savior loves sinners.
但是我们不要忘了。
But do not forget.
今天我们要让神的心得着满足。
We have to first satisfy the heart of Father.
我们也要传扬罪人爱救主。
Therefore, we have to preach the news about how sinners love Savior.
我们唱诗歌说，我是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Like we sang the song, I am a sinner saved by grace.
这是我的身份。
This is my story.
我要用尽我的声音。
And with all my mind,
我们来赞美我们的主。
I will praise my Savior.
我们来爱我们的救主。
I will love my Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
无论在天下哪个地方传福音。
And it doesn't matter where we are preaching this gospel.
主说要传这个女人所做的事情。
And the Lord says, make sure you mention what she has done.
这个女人所做的是一个代表。
Because what she did was a representative of what all the sinners who love Jesus would do.
让我们知道主耶稣里面那么的盼望他的儿女应该做什么。
So we know what Jesus wants us to do through this woman.
那这一天呢，是他说过两天是逾越节。
And this is 2 days, in the verse, it's not printed out here, but this is 2 days before Passover.
也就是说在最后的一个逾越节。
That's the last Passover for Jesus.
在最后主耶稣的一个晚餐。
And that's before his last supper.
这么靠近。
And was so close to his very last night on earth.
在那一天呢，主耶稣是在伯大尼。
And he was in Bethany.
长大麻风的西门家里坐席。
He was in the house of Simon the leper.
这边讲有一个女人。
A woman came.
在别处有告诉我们玛利亚。
In other gospel, it recorded that was Mary that came.
我们在上一次讲到在伯大尼发生的事情。
We talk about what happened in Bethany.
玛利亚的兄弟拉撒路他死了。
Mary's brother Lazarus died.
他在坟墓里面已经四天了。
And he was buried in the cave for 4 days.
但是主耶稣来到那里。
But Jesus came to the tomb.
说拉撒路出来。
And he shouted out, Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路应该是臭了。
He supposed have bad odor.
但是主耶稣呼叫那个不存在的存在。
But Jesus is able to call those who are not in existence into in existence.
他呼叫拉撒路出来。
So he said, Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路就出来了。
And then he came out.
主叫他们能够认识主耶稣就是复活。
He showed to them he himself was the resurrection.
他就是生命。
He was the life.
所有的馨香因为耶稣基督他是复活他是生命。
All the fragrance is because of the fact that he was the resurrection and he was the life.
所有在地上你闻到最香的。
Whatever you can smell the best in this world.
没有办法和基督耶稣的馨香来相比。
Cannot even come close to compare with what Jesus has smelled.
基督他是复活他是生命。
Jesus Christ is resurrection and he is life.
那个事情发生在伯大尼。
And that incident occurred in Bethany.
主耶稣来到伯大尼。
And here again, Jesus came to Bethany.
他这边讲到有一个女人。
There was this woman.
她拿着一个玉瓶。
She came with an alabaster jar.
那是至贵的真拿达香膏。
Very expensive perfume made of pure nard.
有一次我们当中有一个福音的朋友。
One time there was this gospel friend with us.
他也读过这段圣经。
And he read this passage with us.
那他说这个女人拿的是真拿达牌的香膏。
He said, wow, this is a very unique brand of perfume.
那真拿达香膏是一个非常非常贵重的。
The perfume made of pure nard is very expensive.
那他讲到说，这个香膏是放在一个玉瓶的里面。
And it was stored in this alabaster jar.
那当时他们这些女孩子用一生的积蓄来预备这一瓶香膏。
Back then, it was very possible a woman would save all her half just to buy this jar of perfume.
为着他们出嫁时候使用。
And to prepare for her wedding.
那他讲到说，这个香膏呢，后面说可以卖30多两银子。
And this can be sold for over 30 silver gold, silvers.
那大概呢是 一个人一年的工资
，which is equal to about a person's yearly wage。
啊，这么贵重的一个香膏
，so that was very expensive。
啊，这个妇女，这个女人，她把她带到主耶稣基督的面前。
Yeah, this woman brought this jar of perfume to Jesus。
她说，打破玉瓶
，she broke the jar，
把膏浇在耶稣的头上
，and then poured the perfume onto the head of Jesus。
这个玉瓶打破就没有用了
，once the jar is broken, it's useless。
但是这个香膏的香气
，But the fragrance of the perfume，
当玉瓶一打破的时候
，Once the jar is broken，
就充满了那一个房间
，Will fill that room completely。
今天我们在读这段圣经
，So when we read a passage like this today，
不晓得你有没有也闻到这个馨香之气
？I don't know. Did you smell the fragrance from that jar？
每天这个女人把这个玉瓶打破
，That day this woman broke that expensive jar。
那个馨香之气
，That fragrant aroma，
不但充满在那个房间
，Not only filled that particular room，
不但让耶稣基督闻到
，Not only let Jesus smell it。
今天我们读的时候，仍然闻到这个香气。
We smell the same fragrance even when we read this passage today.
因为这个女人所做的
，Because what that woman did
是一个何等重要的一个代表
，was something so important and representative of what we have.
里面说到她里面何等的爱耶稣。
On one hand, it shows how much she loved Jesus.
另外告诉我们一个非常重要属灵的原则。
On the other hand, it teaches us something very important spiritually.
这个真拿达的香膏，无论它是多贵重多香
，It doesn't matter how fragrant or expensive.That pure nard was.
但它如果是放在这个玉瓶里
，But if those nard was stored in the jar，
这个玉瓶是封起来的
，And the jar was sealed，
别人闻不到它的香气。
There's no way anyone can smell the fragrance。
他必须把这个玉瓶打破。
Therefore, the jar has to be broken。
今天我们知道主耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
Likewise, we have Jesus Christ abide inside of us.
我们在读灵后讲到说有宝贝在瓦器。
Just like 2 Corinthians indicated, there is this treasure in the vessel.
真的是宝贝在瓦器的里面。
There was this treasure in the jar of clay.
宝贝说到什么呢
？What does the treasure refer to?
宝贝就是我们的救主耶
稣基督。It refers to Jesus Christ.
他在我们里面是宝贝。
Who abides in us is someone very precious.
而我们不过像一个泥土的器皿
，and we're nothing but an earthen vessel or a jar of clay。
今天我们说，我们都还没有那个玉瓶这么的贵重，这么的漂亮。
We're not even as precious or as pretty of as alabaster jar。
我们不过是一个瓦器。
We're nothing but a jar of clay。
但是今天要让我们里面的主能够显出来
，but in order for this precious Lord to be revealed through us，
让基督的香气从我们身上能够显出来
，to allow the fragrance of Jesus Christ be smelled by others。
这个女人所做的
，what this woman did，
她把玉瓶打碎
，was to break the jar。
弟兄姊妹，今天神一直要做工在我们的身上
，God continues to work upon us。Today,
主何等的盼望，让我们来显扬这个馨香。
His purpose is for us to project that fragrance.
但是这个玉瓶必须要打碎。
But first of all, this jar of ours has to be broken.
很多时候我们宝贵这个玉瓶。
Many times we treasure this jar of clay of ours.
我们不愿意它被打碎。
We are not willing to let it be broken.
我自己信主好多年以后。
After many years.After I became a Christian,
我自己里面知道
I know clearly.
但好像这个玉瓶是这么的完整
My jar was still in a good shape.
别人不能说一句话
People cannot rebuke me or make any negative comment.
你说一句话就伤了自尊心
And if people say something bad, I will be hurt.
好像我不能遇到什么样的挫折
So I cannot go through frustration or failure.
遇到挫折就会灰心失望
Because I will lose heart, I will become despair.
好像人家没有办法从我身上闻到基督的馨香。
Therefore, people cannot smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ through me.
也许人家会说，哎，这个玉瓶还蛮漂亮的。
People may say, you know, the jar of yours is pretty good looking.
啊，这个玉瓶还是经过真的是雕琢的。
And has some nice work done on it.
但是也许不过是一些外面的工作。
But whatever people see are nothing but outward work.
也许是一些外面的行为表现。
And maybe just my outward behavior, which was okay.
但是人家会说啊，这个外面蛮好的。
So people may come and say, you know, the appearance of this jar was pretty good.
可是闻不到基督的馨香。
But for some reason, we cannot smell the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
今天人家也会说， 你是一个蛮好的人。
And people may comment about us by saying you are a pretty good person.
但是没有羡慕说你里面的基督的生命。
However, they will not envy the precious life of Jesus Christ that's in us.
也许今天在世界上，也许好人也是很多。
You may see a lot of good men and good deeds in this world.
热心的人也很多。
People with enthusiasm to help others, yes.
但是弟兄姊妹，神要我们是显扬基督的香气。
So what God wants us to do is to present and preach the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
神不是要人来宝贵这个玉瓶。
God doesn't want people to appreciate this jar of ours.
或者来欣赏这个瓦器。
And to enjoy the appearance of this jar.
他是要我们来显扬因着认识基督而有的香气。
But He wants to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
他叫我们在神面前。
So that before God,
无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上
and no matter we are among those who are being saved or are perishing,
都有基督馨香之气
we are the aroma of Christ,
就是我们是基督的馨香之气
which means we are the aroma of Jesus Christ.
有时候我实在是读的时候有点不敢想象
Sometimes I'm amazed and can't even fathom what this means
他竟然讲说我们是基督的馨香之气
God says we are the aroma of Jesus Christ
有时候我们看看自己实在是不好意思
If I check myself I'd be so ashamed
有时候我们出去我们想说哎呀我们就不要讲说是一个基督徒啊是怎么样的
Sometimes you, when you are out in the world you don't want to mention the fact that you are a Christian
因为我们怕人家知道了以后他会有一个要求
Because we're afraid once people know we're a Christian they will have a certain standard set for us
但是弟兄姊妹这个馨香在我们身上应该是非常自然的显出来
But dear brothers and sisters this aroma of Christ should be something very natural for us to project
因为我们就是这个馨香
Because we are the aroma
我们是基督的馨香
We are the aroma of Christ
所以彰显出来人家闻到这个味道应该是最自然的事情
Therefore it should be the most natural thing that people can smell us
但是为什么今天也许别人不容易闻到呢
But why is that many people could not tell that we have the aroma
我想我们要看见宝贝在瓦器里面
We need to see the fact that this treasure is still in this jar of clay
这个香膏是在这个玉瓶的里面
And the precious perfume was in that jar of alabaster
若神没有办法做工在我们身上
Therefore if God is not able to work on us
如果这个玉瓶没有被打碎
This jar is not broken
香气没有办法流出来
Then there is no way the fragrance can be spread
我们需要回到主的面前
Therefore we need to come back to the Lord
也就是为什么刚刚我们唱的诗歌是那么宝贵的一首诗歌
That's why we choose the song which was so precious this morning
我们的弟兄实在是认识神
The songwriter, our brother, truly knows God
每一次的打击都是真利益
It's each blow I suffer is true gain to me
若是这一次的打击
As long as
要这个玉瓶能够被打破了。
This blow I suffer can break this jar of mine.
这真的是太大的福气。
Then this is a great and blessed experience.
主耶稣叫我们经过破碎。
Through being broken.
经过破碎的灵。
For our spirit to be broken.
让这个香气能够显露出来。
His aroma can be spread.
这个香气不是我自己的。
And this is not my aroma.
这是基督的馨香。
But of Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣生命的彰显。
And that is the manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ.
只有从破碎的人他能够出来。
It can only come out through a broken spirit.
常常我们回到主的面前。
Many times when we return to the Lord,
我们求主光照我们。
Would the Lord shine light on me?
我们看见我们这个天然的生命。
That so I can see this natural life of mine.
到底有没有被破碎
？Is it broken or not?
很多的时候，若是我们发现我们天然生命好像还是完整，没有被破碎。
Many times if we realize my natural life is still so complete, not even a crack of broken.
我们里面会觉得那样的痛苦。
We feel so bad.
好像没有办法得出一个释放和自由。
It's like we don't know how to be set free.
神他没有这样灾祸的一念。
God has never had idea to send calamity in our lives.
我们的主他只有赐恩的意念。
He always wants to bless us.
他叫每一件事情临到我们身上。
Therefore, each experience we have,
叫我们得着最大的福分。
His purpose is to, for us to receive the greatest blessing through it.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们越是愿意把我们自己交在恩主的手里。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, whenever we are willing to just entrust ourselves in His hands,
让主来破碎。
To allow Him to break us.
让主来制作。
To allow Him to work on us.
我们越早蒙着大的恩典。
And the quicker we are willing, the earlier we'll be blessed.
我们遇到很多的时候，遇到一些人。
Many times we encounter people.
同样是经过了苦难。
They go through suffering.
同样经过了试炼。
They go through trials just like us.
有一些人。
From some people, you see the fragrance of Jesus Christ through their life.
在这些打击的里面,
because in each blow they suffer,
天然生命被破碎,
their natural life was broken as a result.
里面的基督在那里彰显,
and the Christ that abides within them was able to come out.
在这时候我们里面真的向主敬拜,
and we worship God whenever we see something like that.
边流泪边赞美,
yes, they can give praise and weeping at the same time.
这些弟兄姊妹的见证,
and the testimony of these brothers and sisters,
真的是激励我们的心,
greatly encourage our heart.
但是有时候我们也会遇到,
and sometimes we also encounter people,
同样经过了苦难,
who go through similar trials or difficulties.
但是好像那个外面的壳是越来越坚硬,
however, the outer part of this jar becomes harder and harder.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is that?
因为多少时候若是我们想要靠着自己来经过这些环境,
because whenever we try to use our effort to go through difficulties,
靠着我们自己要来胜过这些四面的遭遇,
and with our own effort we try to overcome our problems,
我们好像就越来越坚硬,
and the shell of this jar becomes harder and harder.
今天在这个世界上,
in this world today,
有多少的教导,
and there are so many kinds of teaching,
它就是在教导我们怎么样来装备自己,
and they teach us how to equip yourself,
怎么样把自己弄得更坚强,
how to strengthen yourself,
好像那个四维的堡垒越盖越强,
so we are building a stronghold around our natural life.
但是神的道路不一样,
but the way of God is different.
若我们走世界的道路,
if we choose to walk the way of the world,
也许你这么强你也可以去面对一些环境,
yes, we'll be able to face a lot of challenges,
但是神要我们是被破碎,
but God's purpose for us to be broken first,
当我们真正被破碎的时候,
when we are truly broken by Him,
基督的馨香能够出来,
the fragrance of Christ can be shown,
基督的生命能够带我们胜过四面的环境,
and the life of Christ can help us to overcome all difficulties.
世界的道路像什么呢?
What is the way of the world like?
好像像一个潜水艇,
it's like a submarine.
今天人造潜水艇,
when you build a submarine,
它要能够承受四维的压力,
you build with the idea that it has to be able to sustain a lot of pressure.
所以当这个潜水艇设计要到越深的海里面,
so that when it goes down further,
它的后面的四维的钢板的厚度可能就需要越加的厚,
and the thickness of the outer shell of the submarine has to be at certain measurement,
要不然它没有办法承受,
it has to be thick enough, otherwise it will not be able to sustain the pressure.
但是有一次我看见一个影片,
and one time I saw this film,
它介绍在深海里面的生物,
it introduced those creatures in the deep sea,
那你会发现非常的奇妙,
and marvelously you will discover,
这些在深海里面的一些生物,
these creatures in the deep sea,
他们能够承受这么大的压力,
they can sustain tremendous pressure,
但是它没有四维很厚的钢板,
yet they were not built with thick skin,
它还能够在那里游,
they could swim around very easily,
可是它却能够胜过四维的压力,
yet they can overcome the pressure from outside.
弟兄姊妹，今天神不是叫我们好像世界的道路好像建造一个潜水艇把我们越建外面越坚强,
therefore God doesn't want us to build this heavy, thick submarine,
如果我们所建造的不过是我们天然的生命，
because if whatever we're trying to build is nothing but this natural life,
我们建造的越多，
the more we try to build,
这个瓦器就越完整，
and the more complete this jar of clay of ours becomes,
这个玉瓶也许外面越漂亮，
maybe we can have this beautiful appearance outside,
但是厚度不断的增加，
yet the thickness increases a long time,
里面的香气绝对出不来，
and it's harder for the fragrance to come out from within.
今天我们看见这个女人所做的事情，
and we saw what that woman did that day.
她让我们知道玉瓶必须要打破，
she showed us that this jar of ours has to be broken.
我们天然的生命必须要被破碎，
our natural life has to be broken.
当我们真正的与主同钉十字架，
when we are really crucified with Jesus Christ，
那里我们天然生命完全与主同死，
because that is the place where our natural life died with him.
神的生命才有可能从我里面能够彰显。
Then it is possible for the life of God to be seen through us.
这个馨香，膏油的馨香，能够从我们身上能够散发出来。
And this fragrant aroma can be spread through us.
打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
She broke the jar and poured the perfume onto the head of Jesus.
那他下面讲说有几个人心中很不喜悦。
And then it says here, some of those present were saying indignantly to one another,
说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Why this waste of perfume?
他们所想到的香膏可以买三十多两银子来周济穷人。
They could think of is that how you can sell this jar of expensive perfume and then can help the poor with the money.
好像他们的眼目没有在主的身上。
Therefore, their eyes was not on the Lord.
他们想到的是这些穷人能够被周济。
All they thought was how we can help the poor.
他说为什么要枉费呢？
They said, why this waste of perfume?
当我们礼拜五的时候在读经的时候讲到说我们因为基督的爱激励我们。
And last Friday when we were sharing the we were in the Bible study, we talked about how the love of Christ compelled us.
所以我们就不为自己来活。
Therefore, we choose not to live for ourselves.
我们为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But to live the one who has died and gave his life for us.
有一个姊妹讲到说，从她一开始信主。
And there was a sister shared that ever since she has become a Christian.
她的家人们就告诉她说，不要信得太迷。
All of her family members, advise her not to just fall in too much, too deep of belief in this.
我信主以后也常常听到家人告诉我，信是好啦，不要信得太迷啦。
And I had a same experience. All my family members advised me when I first became a Christian that it's okay to believe in Jesus, but don't spend too much time to it.
但是我们真的越信越迷。
But unfortunately, the more we know him, the more we fall in love with him.
聚会越来越多。
And therefore, the frequency of church meetings increase.
圣经告诉我们说，保罗讲他癫狂。
And Bible tells us that Paul says, I become mad for the Lord.
他为着主，他癫狂。
For God's sake, I can go really wild.
因为他活，他是为着主来活。
Because I chose to live for the Lord.
在主的面前，没有任何代价是枉费的。
Therefore, all the price I pay for the Lord is not considered a waste for him.
何受人教士有人也说他把他一生埋在那个地方。
And there was this sister Ho, she spent all her life in China.
在一个很小的地方。
In a very small village.
在那里做工。
She worked all her life there.
照他的生命，照他的能力，他应该可以做很大的工作。
According to her spiritual knowledge and capacity, she could have done much more for the Lord's kingdom.
她应该过很好的生活。
She could have a much better life.
人家说你真的是枉费啊。
Some people comment about how she has wasted her life.A small town for them.
但他里面真的是那么清楚。
However, she knew clearly.
为己无所求。
That I will ask nothing for myself.
但是为主求一切。
Well, for the Lord, I will ask for all things.
今天我们真的是主开了我们眼睛，是我们蒙大的恩典。
The Lord has opened our eyes, so we are blessed.
别人说这是枉费、啊、
Yes, worldly people may comment by saying this is a waste.
因为他们没有看见。
Because they do not see.
那这边这几个人心中不喜悦。
Therefore, these people next to her did not like what she did.
他说你做的是一个枉费。
They said, why this waste of perfume?
但是我想当他们眼睛开的时候。
Yes.I'm thinking, what if their eyes are open?
他们不会觉得这是枉费。
They will never feel this way.
坐在主身上的永远不会太多的。
Because we will never do too much unto the Lord.
主耶稣说，由他吧。
And Jesus says, allow her, leave her alone.
为什么难为她呢?
Why are you bothering her?
她们是猪的称赞。
Jesus praised her.
她在我身上做的是一件美事。She
has done a beautiful thing for me.
主说是一件美事。Jesus
said, that's a beautiful thing she did.
你们这些人,
you people,
这些门徒,
you followers of mine,
但他们已经跟随主,
you're supposed to have followed me for quite a while.
但是他们没有看见,
yet their eyes were not open.
主耶稣讲到说, 因为常有穷人和你们同在,
Jesus said the poor you will always have with you.
要向他们行善, 随时都可以,
and you can help them anytime you want.
只是你们不常有我,
but you will not always have me.
这是逾越节之前两天,
this is 2 days before the last Passover.
主耶稣马上就要钉十架,
Jesus was about to be crucified.
主耶稣马上就要付最大的代价,
not too long after this, he will pay the greatest price for us.
但是今天谁能够知道主的宝贵?
But who really appreciates the value of Jesus Christ?
他们想到的是很多的穷人。
They all had in their mind on the poor.
也许还有很多事情, 是有需要, 是要人付代价去做。
Yes, there are many things to be done, there are price to be paid.
但是有没有顾到主的需要?
But was anyone mindful of the need of Jesus?
主说,
Jesus says, you will not always have me.
他所做的是尽他所能的。
She did what she could.
他是为我安葬的事, 把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
那天有这么多的门徒,
and there were so many disciples of Jesus around that day.
也许一同的坐席,
maybe they were all at the table together.
但是主耶稣好多次告诉他们, 主耶稣将要受害。
And many times Jesus told them how he will be killed.
人质将要被交给人。
He said the Son of Man will be turned by man.
人质要被钉在十字架上。
And will be turned over to man and he will be crucified on the cross.
今天这边有一个女人,
now there was this woman.
她看见,她认识。
She saw and she knew what happened.
她预先把这个膏
therefore, she poured a perfume on Jesus beforehand.
在当时犹太人, 他们是在人死了以后, 用膏来浇这个身体。
According to the custom at that time, you do pour perfume onto the body of dead man.
但是这个女人是预先把膏浇在耶稣基督的身体。
However, she did that beforehand.
当主耶稣真正被埋葬,
after Jesus was buried,
也有人用香膏要去膏主,
there were people brought jar of nard trying to anoint Jesus.
但是没有得到主的称许,
however, they received no praise from the Lord.
这个女人所做的,
and what this woman did,
主耶稣说, 是一件美事,
Jesus said it is a beautiful thing.
我想特别告诉我们, 今天我们爱主要及时,
therefore it encourages to love the Lord now.
我们为主而活, 要及时,
you want to live for the Lord, live for him now.
所有的机会就是现在,
all our opportunity is now.
我们能够为主摆上, 就是现在,
what we can do for him is nothing but now at this moment.
我们能够显扬基督的香气, 就是现在,
we have to spread the aroma of him now.
我们不是有很多的时间,
we don't have much time left.
那个晚来的香膏就已经失去了他的机会,
the belated perfume has lost God's praise.
他所做的是尽他所能的,
Jesus said she did all she could.
他所做的真的是坐在主耶稣基督的身上,
and she did it exactly unto Jesus.
今天主住在我们的里面,
now Jesus lives inside of us.
宝贝在瓦器里,
that treasure is in this jar of clay.
主给我们一个职分,
he has bestowed us this ministry.
要使人与神和好,
that to bring people to reconcile with God.
今天我们要传福音,
therefore we share the gospel with people.
但是真正传福音一个最大的能力,
but the greatest power of all when preach gospel,
是别人闻到基督馨香的气,
is when people can smell the aroma of Christ through us.
当人闻到的时候,
when they smell Jesus,
它里面会有一个羡慕,
they will have this envy.
他们里面会有一个想要得着这个的一个心,
they will long to have what we have.
我们需要让基督的馨香能够活出来,
therefore we need to let the aroma of Jesus Christ be smelled by people,
能够显扬出来,
to be spread it around.
我们知道在罗马时候他们得胜进城, 一个大的行业。
We know in the era of Roman Empire, when the army overcame outside in the battlefield, when they returned to the city,
将军在前面。
The general or the captain will lead the entire march.
一路上他们有很多馨香之气。
And then they will smell all this aroma along the way home.
他们在这个行业的里面有一些人，有一些的战士。
And there are soldiers or warriors in that marching band.
但是也有一些是俘虏。
And there are also captives.
今天这些得胜的行列中，这些战士他们在那里欢呼。
Therefore, the soldiers returning home, they will shout with joy.
那这个香气对他们来讲是一个得胜的馨香。
Therefore, the aroma to them is an aroma of triumph.
但是在这个行列中的俘虏。
At the same time, the captives along with them.
这个香气成了一个死的香气。
The aroma is like the aroma of death to them.
今天当基督的馨香在世界上能够显扬的时候。
Therefore, when the aroma of Christ can be spread around in this world,
我们把福音传出去。
We share the gospel to people.
今天人需要归到基督里。
People need to come back to Christ.
叫他们真的是闻到是一个活的香气。
Hopefully, we will spread to them the smell of life.
是站在基督的这一边。
So that they would choose to stand on the side of Jesus Christ.
他们可以在基督里面来夸胜。
So they can boast about this triumph together in Christ.
能够与神和好。
They can be reconciled with God.
这个香气是一个活的香气。
Therefore, they will become aroma of life to them.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都站在一个活的香气里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that is the aroma we carry.
让这个香气能够显扬出来。
And let us spread this aroma around.
我们爱主就在现在。
If we want to love the Lord,Love him now.
今天就让主来破碎我们。
Today is the time that he can break us.
他如果没有破碎我们，
If he does not break us,
香气没有办法显扬。
There's no way the aroma can come out.
我们若真的爱主，
If we truly love the Lord,
像玛利亚一样，
Like Mary,
她爱主，她有行动。
She loved the Lord with an action.
这个玉瓶的香膏是这么的贵重。
And that jar of nard was so expensive.
她愿意为主来摆上。
But she was willing to offer it up for the Lord's sake.
她知道把玉瓶打破。
She knew she had to break the jar.
今天我们爱主。
If we love the Lord today.
但是若我们还爱我们这个老旧的生命。
But we still cherish this old self-life.
我们求基督的爱再来激励我们。
We pray the Lord just compel us again with your love.
求主再来吸引我们。
Come and attract us closer to you.
让主的宝贵远胜我生命。
Until the moment we realize the preciousness of the Lord is by far more precious than my own life.
胜过我们天然的生命。
By far more precious than my natural life.
过去我们可能非常的宝贵。
In the past, I may cherish my little life very much.
人不能碰的。
I will not allow people to touch me with anything.
人不能说的。
They cannot rebuke me or make any comment.
连主也不能碰。
Not even the Lord can touch me.
但是今天因为爱的缘故。
But today, because the love's sake.
我们说我们愿意为主而活。
We decide to say yes.I will live for the Lord.
我们向主而活。
I will live toward the Lord.
今天活就不再是我自己。
Therefore, I am not living anymore.
我们说把玉瓶打碎了。
I'm willing to break my jar.
我们从主来接受所有的工作。
I will receive all the work that's from the hand of my loving Lord.
实在是主爱我们。
Because we know He loves us.
这实在是主恩待我们。
He has blessed us.
他要他的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So that his purpose can be fulfilled in our lives.
每一次的打击都是真理。
Therefore, each blow we suffer is true gain to us.
如果主收取的，他以自己来代替。
As long as he gives himself in the place where he takes.
打破这个玉瓶。
To break this jar of ours.
让里面的生命能够显出。
To allow the inner life be seen.
让里面的香气能够显扬。
To allow the fragrance be smelled.
今天我们外面的玉瓶，我们的瓦器实在算不。
And actually, our altar jar is nothing. It's insignificant.
主的祝福实在是太大了。
But the blessing from the Lord is great.
我们要让这些橄榄被压成。
We are like olives. We have to allow the olives to be pressured.
它才能够变成油。
So that the oil can be generated.
葡萄要入酒榨。
And the grapes have to go through the wine press.
它才能够成为酒。
So that wine can be generated.
今天我们。 在这一生的路上
in the days of our life,
都是我们的机会
they're filled with opportunities,
让主来做工
to allow the Lord to work upon us.
我们说因为基督的爱激励了我们
and we will say yes, because the love of Christ has compelled us.
我们那样的欢喜把自己献上
happily and gladly we offer ourselves in his hand.
我们爱主就是现在
if we love the Lord, it is now.
我们能够摆上是尽我们所能的
if we want to put up something for the Lord, we do what we can.
主耶稣说这是一个美事。
And in the eyes of Jesus, he said, this is a beautiful thing.
那普天下无论到哪里去传福音。
Therefore, when the gospel is preached throughout the world,
要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
What she has done will also be told in memory of her.
所有被膏抹的是分别为圣的。
All those who are anointed are separated for the holy purpose.
我们都要从世界中被分别出来。
Let us be separated from this world.
我们是单单为着主来活。
We offer ourselves for the purpose, a single purpose of Jesus Christ.
完全属于他。
We belong to him completely.
好，我们祷告，让基督的馨香从我们身上能够显扬。
Let us pray the aroma of Christ can be spread through us.
我们再来唱诗歌386首。
Let's sing one more time, 386.
你若不压橄榄成渣。
Olives that have known no pressure.
它就不能成油。
Never can oil be stole.
你若不投葡萄入榨。
If the grapes escape the wine press.
它就不能变成酒。
Cheering wine can never flow.
你若不炼拿达成膏。
Spike not only through the crushing,
它就不留芬芳。
Its fragrance can diffuse.
主我这人是否也要受你许可的创伤？
Shall I then shrink from the suffering that thy love was so induced?
Oh, 你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。你若不炼那达成膏，它就不留芬芳。主，我这人是否需要受你许可的创伤？每次的打击都是真理，如果你收取的东西你以自己来代替。我们请站起来，从第二节唱到第五节。
Stand up, sing from verse 2 to the end.